T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sexy time.
It's a sexy time. Sexy time. It's a sexy time.
It's that time. It's that time. This is a tough transition because we're going to talk to Susie Jones about the Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib press conference. But you know what? Getting a little hot and bothered here on the show.
This could be awkward, though, if we ask Susie to talk about sex.
A little bit.
And we ask Lori Watson to talk about travel restrictions to Israel. That could be a mess.
It could be a little confusing. Yeah. But again, we're hoping that that won't happen.
Yeah.
Joining us, as she does almost weekly at this point, Lori, because clearly we got lots of questions, certified sex therapist Lori Watson.
Hey, Lori.
Hello. So it sounds like tonight is the perfect time for sex, given your weather.
Oh, really? Go. She's paying attention.
Is there a weather component to this, Lori?
There is in my mind. Beautiful evenings mean beautiful sex, right?
Wait a second. I think you're onto something. When the dew point goes down, lower humidity, does that mean more people are in the mood? I mean, as opposed to the really hot, sweaty days?
That's right. Absolutely. You know, summertime, we think it's like no clothes and barbecues and having so much fun outside, but turns out you get mosquito bites and you're tired and exhausted and
sweaty.
That's all you want. Right,
that's right.
Sweaty. Ew, ick, right?
I'm writing all this down.
So that's good. We can cozy up with the rain outside. It'll be a little dark. That's a great idea. I'm planting the seed.
That's right. So we want to talk about today, right, how people get to have sex during their favorite time of the day. Because it always turns out that a morning person seems to be married to an evening person. You know, one says, I want it at night, and the other says, I want it in the morning. You know what I don't get, though, is why don't they just have it at noon? Why don't they find a way to just have sex when it's, you know, many times
they're working, and the boss may have a problem with that, but I don't know. But
Come on, Paul, there's Saturdays and Sundays at least.
But, Lori, this whole notion that guys have a favorite time, isn't it all the time?
That's true. There is truth to that because of their testosterone. But actually, you know, it spikes for them in the morning. And in the morning, their testosterone can be 25 to 50% more than during the other parts of the day, and it really causes them to have a huge appetite as well as giving them erections in the morning. So they're, like, ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Is that why they call it a quickie in the morning? You're ready to go, and then
absolutely.
There you go. You get out of bed, shower, go to work.
And there's an advantage, right, to first thing. I have never seen this before. How do you say it? Is it, the feeling of wellness that you have during the entire day, right?
Yes.
I
think that there's actually a hormone that gets released, a couple of them, oxytocin and vasopressin, which gives you this sense of attachment all day long. So that's, you know, if you're not a morning person, that's one way to think about it. Like, we'll be connected. We'll be more connected all day long if we start the day out this way.
Vasopressin.
And it's like going for a run. It's like exercise. You know, it starts your day off with a little blood pumping.
Girlfriend, you are on my team.
Honey, that's right. That's right. Put you in a good mood, right? Even if you're not a morning person, it's kind of like coffee. I mean, you need the coffee, but this is a good way to start.
Coffee first, yeah. But you know what?
I'm with you.
Women often don't like sex in the morning because they're more sensitive to smells and the morning breath thing and sweat from the night. They're just like, ugh. And they want to get up and get their list done. And, you know, they often like it more in the evening because the list is done. You know, they can relax then, whereas the day is waiting and all their things to do are calling them.
It seems like, Lori, there's always a little bit of an excuse. As much as we all say we love sex and we all want to have more sex, and I think in our hearts we do, at the end of the day, man, I'm tired.
People are stressed.
We're tired.
We want to relax.
And we just want to collapse.
Yeah.
And then again, in the morning, all of a sudden you're in work mode. I mean, I can see where we just never get the job done because everybody does have, albeit a bad one, an excuse for that time. Mm-hmm. Is this something that you have to literally like make a plan for?
You know, I really think so. And I think you're onto something that when couples can't get it together because they say, I'm a morning person, they're a night person or whatever, It's really part and parcel of an excuse or a way that they're distancing themselves from each other sexually. So, because the truth is there is always time to have sex. When couples come in and tell me, we were so busy, this, that, and the other happened, and I think, you know what, I can count 6 times in your week that you could have had sex. Just saying it. But if, we want to take advantage of hormones and things that do happen naturally, maybe we can help people resolve this by giving them a few pointers about how to get to the person who likes morning sex or get to the person who wants nighttime sex, and maybe talk them into it a little bit easier.
Yes, Lori, but how do you set aside 2, 3, 4 hours?
Oh, my, the confidence.
Every morning?
Yeah.
Every morning.
I just had to say that.
Oh, please.
I don't believe it. That's fake news, Paul.
Your wife's listening. She's going to call in and shut that down.
Right.
That's Saturday only. Well, Saturday only.
In my mind, it was 2 hours.
No, so you do kind of, like you say, you have to talk each other into it or make a plan. Like if it's that night, you don't start at night, right? You start earlier in the day getting each other ready for it.
Right, exactly. If you're a nighttime person, one of the ways you can really help your partner get ready is build anticipation. Send them a text, tell them, hey, I got a surprise for you this evening or something. And especially for women, that emotional connection is often just even more powerful than the rise in testosterone. Mm-hmm. So, having her feel connected, especially given that you remember her during the day, during your work day. If I were a guy and my wife said, she thinks I just forget about her when I'm at work, I would program into my phone little moments that just send her a text or a quick phone call at work or just, hey, I'm thinking of you, because that tells her that you keep her in mind. And that's what women are often asking for. I don't need a whole long conversation. I just need to know that he thinks about me more than when he comes home and wants to, stop, drop, and roll.
I get it.
Okay. Lori, you also said exercise for 30 to 40 minutes together. Resistance and endurance exercise builds a slight increase in testosterone. What really caught my eye, was watch competitive sports together. Last night we were cheering on the Vikings. You're saying that can help?
You know what? Watching competitive sports actually raises a man's feeling of aggression and raises his testosterone, and her too. Especially if she's a sports fan. This is really, right?
Sure.
Watch the Vikings together.
Sure.
And then have sex.
And then you're getting up, you're high-fiving each other, you're hugging each other if it's going well. Hopefully, you don't get blown out. But I can totally see that. It's euphoric when your team is winning.
Sure.
Yeah,
So listening to the Twins on CCO Radio is a form of foreplay. Is that what you're saying?
Not quite foreplay. Yeah. You're stretching it, man.
Well, we're going to market it that way. Yeah. I think we can really sell that.
Well.
Yeah.
But
it is a way to get in the mood to, just as exercise essentially makes arousal easier, so does this kind of aggression that happens when we watch competitive sports.
I did
it makes
not
arousal
know that.
Easier. Yeah.
I just want to recap for everybody. If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Lori Watson. She's our certified sex therapist. And she said, if you're a morning person and you're married to a night person, sex person, you have to make arrangements with each other to get what you need and give what you need. So if you're married to a morning person, you say, focus on the benefits that you're going to get a good feeling all day if you start off the day having sex. She says, start slow. Low and lay on the compliments, snuggle up as the sun is rising, and go to bed earlier so you both are a little more awake in the morning and ready to go.
And sleep actually raises testosterone in both genders. So if you don't get enough sleep, you're just slightly off.
Yeah, that's right.
And don't forget the coffee, though.
Yeah, don't touch me if I'm too tired.
Yeah.
That's right.
Don't touch me.
If you're married to a nighttime person, she says watch competitive sports together or listen to them on the radio, which I totally agree. Building anticipation. You can sex throughout the day to your husband, not to your boss. Send messages, nice messages throughout the day. And then exercise for 30 to 40 minutes together. It raises testosterone, and I'm always much more serene.
So teeing it up in advance, having these little messages, text messages during the day, as opposed to spontaneity. Hey, here, I'm home. Here we go. Let's go.
Yeah, right.
Especially with women, that seems to help, Lori?
Yeah, oftentimes, and I'm sure you're saying that facetiously, of course it helps. Because, for women, this sometimes it can feel like their partner is just all about sex instead of all about them. So you want to have some time. And, you know, I'm actually married to a man who likes to have a glass of wine beforehand. I mean, he really likes that connection. So it's not just gender specific. Some men as well, they want that period of connection first before they hop into bed.
Lori, you're the best, and
yeah.
We so value your openness with us and your expertise.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Tell us again the website and the podcast.
Okay, so my podcast is Foreplay Radio Sex Therapy on iTunes, Stitcher, and everywhere you find podcasts. And my website is awakenloveandsex.com.
We'll talk to Lori about sex next week.
Because everybody can do it better. Right?
That's right.
Not her tagline.
That's not her tagline. Morning and night, right?
That's right. Lori, you are the best. Thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.